think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, and our last hour today. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. And of course, you can text the show 713-780-3776. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a great one. It's now 11-3 Astros with one out in the bottom of the seventh.
I think they're going to be okay.
I'm going to go ahead and project them as winners here.
Project a victory here.
Yeah. I think that's a. 713 says Paul Pierce has become douchey hot take guy.
No.
Getting back to
is
whatever.
He's trying to get a Fox Sports job.
Probably. So if that's. That's how you do it. You say stuff like that. 713-780-ESPN. 281 says, Fred, tell us about the first time you got high. I don't remember the first time. It's probably about 12, maybe 13. I remember the worst time, though. We were going to a concert.
Is it worse than my worst time?
No, it's different. It's bad. Not for me. We were going to see Judas Priest, and a bunch of us got in a van to go see Judas Priest. Got high as a kite in the van on the way,
okay.
Which is what you do, right? Smoke a bunch.
Pre-game.
And drank a bunch, too, and we were all like 16. We shouldn't have been doing any of this. We get to the concert, and
hooligans.
One of my friends, on top of getting high, had killed off an entire fifth of Jack Daniels. Mm. 16 years old.
That's not good when you're 16.
And so we park the van, get a little higher, get out of the van to start going to the concert. And our friend is, by now, he's just gone, right? He can barely walk. And so a policeman stops him. And he starts trying to polish the policeman's badge. And the next thing we know, they're dragging him off. And we're like, whoa, whoa. And so, but we're also high. It's like, oh, well, he got arrested. What are you going to do? And we figured he got home somehow. We were so high, we just forgot about him. So we stop at a place on the way back and call his parents and say, hey, I'm not going to give his name. Is your son there? He's like, no, he went to a concert with you guys. I'm like, oh, we got a problem then. And they had taken him to the hospital because he was so messed up and had to pump his stomach. And his parents never let him hang out with us again. I don't blame him. But we were so high, we didn't think about, well, cop took him. It happens.
It happens.
So did he smoked first and then drank the fifth?
Well, he drank the fifth in the car because we were driving from Lamarck to Houston. So he was drinking while we were all getting high. And, yeah, we way overdid it. There's no question. But he was the worst.
But Mine was kind of similar to your friend's.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. But the first time I smoked pot, that was the first time I got drunk. Mm. And the first time I got drunk was on my 22nd birthday. And I was in Austin, and apparently we went on 6th Street, and we started drinking, and we were bar hopping, and apparently I was taking drinks from the tables that weren't mine or my friends, and I was drinking it all, and then I get to my buddy's apartment where I'm crashing at, and he busts out a bowl, and I go, hey, can I get a hit? And then he's like, are you sure? He goes, yeah. He goes, I don't know if you should be mixing. And I go, I don't care. And I took one hit and passed out. I don't remember a damn thing.
Well, and that, if you do that after you've been drinking a bunch, that's what happens to me. If I've been drinking a bunch and then start smoking, I just pass out.
Yeah. I heard some people, like, it just messes them up. If you get drunk and high at the same time. Mm. But the next day, I wasn't good until dinner time.
Some people, weed just doesn't work for them. I think my wife is one of those.
Yeah?
Like she struggles to get high.
I'm like your wife, too.
Yeah, you have a hard time with it?
Yeah.
See, for me, what it really, And not that it's an excuse, but it really helps my writing. Like, I get really creative when I get high, as long as I'm not drinking at the same time.
Right.
But I get a lot of great ideas, and I will sit there and start, you know, as much as I can, at least I'll jot down the ideas and then go back and write them later. But it, for some reason, man, it makes me really creative. I don't know why. All right. Enough drug talk. Let's get David on. He wants to talk about Alex Bregman. What's up, David?
Hey, sports guy.
Sports to you.
Quick story before I start. I'm kind of the same way as your wife, where like weed doesn't really do much for me, so I kind of never did it, like just a little bit in high school, and then never did. I'm 24 now, and then out of nowhere, I decided to smoke weed again when the Astros hit the home run against the Rangers. So we were just like, man, forget it. Let's just smoke today. But anyway, about Bregman, like, I got a lot of friends that believe in him. That he's still going to develop into like a superstar. They're saying wait for his size to develop so he can start hitting like home runs and stuff. But I see the biggest problem with him is like his discipline at the plate. Like, you'll see him strike out at a ball that like hit the dirt or something.
But not to defend him, but that's common in a young player.
Yeah.
And you will see that, and I think he'll get better at that. That's why I say I think he'll get better. But I don't look at him and see a guy that I think is going to be a star in this league. I think he's going to be a really good player.
Well, I think what you've seen, the way people have started to beat Alex Bregman, and they've just started throwing him a lot more breaking balls, a lot of sliders, and he's just not – he's not great with him. I read an article that Alex Bregman has seen the highest percentage of sliders of any player in baseball this season. And, you know, it's just something he's starting to even out a little bit on it. He's starting to figure it out a little bit.
But that's the thing with a young player. If you find a way to get him out, you keep doing it until he adjusts.
Yep.
And the same thing with a pitcher. If you figure out you can hit a guy's slider, you just wait for his slider until he learns to adjust. I think he's going to be a pretty decent player. He's already a decent player. I think he's going to be an above-average player. I just think the people who said don't trade him for Chris Sale are silly. That's all I was trying to say.
And that's what I said last year. Alex Bregman might be good. He might be average. He might be whatever. He might be great. I know Chris Sale is great.
Yeah.
And I know if the Astros had Chris Sale right now, they'd be favorites to win the World Series.
I said, tried weed for the first time the other day in Denver, and it was not a good experience.
Often the first time isn't great, I've heard.
Yeah, well, and especially if you're going to Colorado, I mean, the quality there is so good. I mean, compared to what the crap we used to smoke growing up, and the quality is so amazing that if you've never done it before, you're going to get something pretty strong, most likely.
Yeah.
And it might be too much to handle. Some of that stuff is too much for me to handle. AJ as well. Your story. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. But first time I smoked, I was hammered drunk, woke up with my face on the toilet seat and a piece of bread in my mouth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Yeah. God, but we did all kinds of stupid stuff when we were kids because – I think I told you a story. We rolled up fig leaves because somebody told us if you smoked fig leaves, you would get high, and we just happened to have a fig tree in our backyard.
Yeah, no one ever told me that.
It didn't work.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
We tried. It wasn't easy to get weed back then. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number if you want to get in. We'll have another giveaway next segment, too, so you might want to hang around for that.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about my computer career. If you've ever thought, I wish I could do it all over again, and if I could, I'd work with computers, those IT guys, what a great life. Well, it's not too late, guys. You don't need you don't need a computer background to start an IT career. Nope, it's not rocket science, it's my computer career. And check it out, mycomputercareer.edu, see if an IT career is right for you. You can go there, take a free career evaluation today, and it'll let you know if it's the right thing for you. My Computer Career is where you get trained in the high demand field of IT, and you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online, and it's just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career, they help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. So check them out now. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5. And we're back on the Blitz. And we'll get back to your calls in a little bit, but right now we have beer. It's the best thing about our job. People bring us beer.
I hate it when this happens.
Yeah.
I was trying to go all day not drinking until, you know,
until you get home
after work.
Right.
And then that's already not worked out. Wow. So, but James Brown's in from Ballast Point, and it is the summer of Sculpin, he's told me.
It is, yeah.
And Sculpin, in my opinion, one of the best IPAs available in Texas. They do good stuff, and they've got some really cool variations on it. I was telling you before, I've enjoyed the pineapple.
Okay.
I like that a lot. I like the grapefruit, and I like the habanero even. Is tasty. So,
yeah, we're certainly best known for Sculpin, and for my money, the original Sculpin's still the
best.
But for better or worse, we started a bit of a trend in the craft beer world, which is the fruited IPA. But I think we've changed a lot of people's perception on you know, fruit beer. Sometimes I'll be in the store tasting somebody or at a bar, and there's sort of this negative reaction because of some other fruit beers they may have had that are sort of sweet, cloying. And there's sort of this perception that, oh, that's a chick beer. But we do it really well, and what works so well with our fruit-infused IPAs is we use natural flavors. We do it in a really subtle way that's just complementary to the beer, and it doesn't really overwhelm the beer. And with IPAs, you know, hops already give them a really nice citrus character to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So the addition of grapefruit peel in the case of grapefruit Sculpin or pineapple, like you're talking about, is really it just sort of hones in on that citrus note and amplifies it a little bit.
And what do you have here today? What are we working
on?
Well,
I brought the OG Sculpin, 100 rate beer. It's won 2 out of the last 4 World Beer Cup gold medals. Sculpin is a funky little orange fish, which I know we're on radio, but you can see what I'm talking about. And it is, why don't we open one up? Can we get some sound effects?
One of the things that, you know, there's, and I know, I would hope that most people know this by now, if you've been drinking craft for very long, there's some beers you can age and there's some that you can't. And these are beers that need to be drank as fresh as possible. Correct?
That's right. And IPAs showcase hops. Hops
right.
are very delicate. They don't last long. They have big, beautiful aromas and flavors, but they fade away pretty quickly. And really the key thing you can do to keep an IPA fresh, crisp, and get all that hoppy goodness is refrigerated. When you buy an IPA, put it in the fridge, and that will, just like with food, that'll maintain all that lovely IPA character. So Sculpin, that's what we're drinking right now. I mean, right off the bat, you're going to get big lemon, mango, papaya notes. And what it's really known for, and I see that Frank just tried it, and he told me beforehand he didn't like IPA. So what's the verdict, Frank? How do you feel about it?
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
No. Still Fred,
not
is, a fan. Fred is.
I've been very honest.
Dark
with you.
Beer.
I like porters and stouts.
Okay.
And I there are IPAs that I will drink
mm-hmm.
if it's that or you know fake beer, but they're too hoppy for me. I just don't like
gotcha.
The taste, and I don't like it when it's got additional flavors in it on top of the hops.
I would chew sure. on hops if I could.
Yeah.
I find them.
But
delicious.
That's just. I mean, that's just. We all have different tastes, and
yeah,
that happens
of
to
course.
Be mine.
Well, one thing I think a lot of misconception about IPAs are that is that hoppy necessarily means bitter. Now, when you add hops during the boil process in brewing, that will add bitterness. But what we do with Sculpin, I mean, we do add some hops during the boil, and with a lot of our IPAs is what's called dry hopping. So after the beer is fermented, we add additional hops, and that doesn't really add bitterness. It just adds flavor and aroma. So when you drink Sculpin, when you talk about Sculpin, the flavors and the aromas you're getting from the hops are mango, lemon, apricot, just big citrus, tropical stone fruit type characteristics. And It really is kind of a lot of people's first IPA they actually like. The guy who invented it, Colby Chandler, is fond of saying that, well, people that say they didn't like IPAs just hadn't had the right one yet. And Sculpin, for a lot of people, is that IPA.
One day, Fred, we will find the right IPA for you, I guess.
So why don't we pop up in this grapefruit
Let's
Sculpin.
Pop that. And while you're doing that, tell me, like, how exactly do you guys get the fruit into the – this? Is it, like, during the boil? What are you guys – is it an extract? What are you guys doing?
Well, of course, AJ, I can't really tell you because we're really good at it, and that would sort of give it away.
Okay.
But I can tell you it's a grapefruit peel, and it's late in the process. If you add things during the boil, they tend to boil out, and
right.
some of those flavors are going to leave. That's about as much as I can disclose.
Okay.
But what's really nice about using the peel is, you know, we just got done talking about how citrusy Sculpin is from the hops. So when you add grapefruit peel to it, you're really just – it's sort of that dull, natural flavor. And I don't mean dull as in boring. I just mean it's not it's an accent. It's
like
really
an
well done.
Like sort of,
yeah.
Are you grinding the peel like into dust? How's that work?
Not grinding it into dust. And when you're making things in large scale, you got to be a little creative because you can't sit there and like hand zest every
right.
single one of them. But again, I can't disclose the magic.
Okay.
But yeah. So we got our grapefruit Sculpin here. I mean, the first thing you're going to notice is like a big, beautiful grapefruit aroma, and kind of has a tart, bitter finish, and bitter in a good way.
That's good.
But I mean, it really complements the existing beer. It's really refreshing. I mean, it's a lovely beer, and it really did change the beer world. It started a trend that was pretty much the biggest thing going in 2015 in craft beer was fruited IPAs.
How much pressure have you guys? And Ballast Point is they're known for their IPAs more than anything, and the West Coast IPAs are way different than what's going on mm-hmm. with these East Coast ones. But how much pressure has there been for you guys to do something hazy?
Well, there's been a lot, and it's funny you mentioned that. You must do radio for a living.
But, I do. Look at me.
But we have the
what a pro I am.
We have the unfiltered Sculpin here too, which this is the newest to the Sculpin family. As you mentioned, we do a lot of varieties on this beer. So the difference with those beers and Sculpin, I mean, those beers they're constructed totally differently, super, you know, soft mouthfeel, really juicy. It's all hops, all modern hops. So Sculpin's never going to be quite like that, but we had so many people asking us to do a Northeast-style IPA that we made unfiltered Sculpin. So when we say Northeast-style IPA, that's generally, it's also associated with like a hazy profile. Typically, Sculpin's crystal clear, it's beautiful, and we're really proud of that. But we essentially just didn't filter this beer, so it looks hazy. But on top of that, we dry hop it with what I would call is all the sexy hops. So Sculpin is Amarillo and Simcoe hops, big, beautiful, citrusy hops. But there's a lot of new hops out there, Mosaic, Citra, Galaxy,
that are
all these beers. So this is basically Sculpin, but hazy, double dry hopped with all those sexy, beautiful hops that... And so, let's try it.
Oh,
you already put yours down.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm hoping you leave those half drank bottles for.
Oh, I will
for me to finish off.
I will. Believe me, I have plenty of beer at my house.
Jong will
drink some
too.
Donate.
Jong is an IPA guy. We should have had him in here.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have had him in here instead of Frank.
So one other thing I should note about Sculpin, which is pretty cool, is you know, we started as a home brew shop 20 years ago. So we were called Home Brew Mart before we were Ballast Point. And we still run Homebrew Mart, but Sculpin is actually a homebrew recipe. So it's still a big part of our culture. And the way that that beer got created was two of the guys that worked at Homebrew Mart were homebrewers, of course. And then each won gold medals at a national homebrew competition separately.
Yeah.
And the commercial brewer Colby Chandler at Homebrew Mart, which then still had a 10-barrel system. I mean, now we have a 350-barrel system on top of a 150-barrel system. So that gives you an idea of the scale that we're at now. But Colby Chandler basically told the guys, hey, why don't we brew a beer on the Homebrew Mart system? And they said, yeah. So they basically took their gold medal recipes and discovered that they were pretty similar. So Colby took them and kind of added his own little touch to it. The result was Sculpin. And even though I wasn't in San Diego at the time, I'm told that basically the hysteria surrounding the release of Sculpin is basically unlike any beer that has that was before that or since in that area.
How hard is it to go from, you know, 10 barrels and like a homebrew size to scale up and maintain that flavor profile? Because there's a place, and I won't name names, but there's a Houston brewery that started out doing really incredible IPAs, and I was like, man, the game has changed around here.
Yeah.
And then they scaled up, and hasn't quite been the same since that happened. So how tricky of a process is it to scale up to a mass production?
You know, I don't know how tricky it is, but I will tell you it's not a linear
you can't just like quadruple the recipe.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. So it is hard, but we're really good at it. So
all right.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys have beers besides IPAs, right?
We make everything. I mean, we are best known for Sculpin and Grapefruit Sculpin, but in 20 years, you get the chance to make a lot of different beers. And in fact, the most award-winning beer we've ever made is actually an amber. It's called California Amber. And, I mean, that's saying something because Sculpin's won essentially every award that a beer can possibly win.
Right.
And this beer's actually won more gold medals and in other competitions as well. So we make everything from, you know, in this market, you can find Bonito Blonde. You can find Manta Ray Double IPA, Longfin Lager. We have Watermelon Dorado, which is another fruited IPA of ours.
Mango Even Keel.
Mango Even Keel is huge. Session IPA. That's our river beer. It's 3.8% alcohol, so you can drink it all day, but it has a ton of flavor. I mean, really, we make every style of beer, and we invent some, too. We even did a beer this year called Red Velvet.
It's
a golden oatmeal stout, and it's infused with beets and chocolate.
It's very
it drinks
good.
Like Red Velvet cake.
I've had a lot of beers that you guys have done, like with different flavors. I like the all the peppermint and the coconut Victory at Sea. Those, I think those are outstanding. One beer I had from you guys that I did not like.
Indra Canindra?
That's the one.
I knew you were going to say
that. Oh, my God. And there's some people who are like, oh, it's so good. And I was like, that is painful to drink.
What?
It tastes like I'm drinking Indian food.
Yeah, that's an accurate description. So, you know, it's funny because one thing I'm most proud of with Ballast Point is people tell me all the time, like, man, I just haven't had a bad beer from you guys. Like, everything you turn out is so good. Oh, except for that one beer. What's
and
it
they
called?
They know it, huh?
Indra Canindra.
But now, there are people who enjoy
that
beer.
No, but yes, there is a percentage, and they are small, but they're obsessed with it. And that's what that beer, that's a polarizing beer, right? It is Southeast Asia in a bottle. It's freaking weird, but it's well done. I mean, you get every layer of flavor in there. It's curry, cumin, kaffir leaf, lime, coconut, and it hits you in waves. And so it's a really cool beer, but man, it's weird. It's like, it's a weird freaking beer. So yeah.
What do you think of it?
I dig it, but it's not something I want to
sit there and drink a whole bottle
every day.
By yourself, right?
You know, that's a really cool beer for like a beer dinner because you can pair it with something that really complements it. And
that's not the kind of beer you just want to crack one open, sit down in front of the TV, and drink by yourself.
Right. Well, unless you're one of those weird people that
unless
just loves Indra Canindra, which I'm telling you, those people are fervent. They find me at beer festivals and demand more. But yeah, it's funny. I knew you were going to say that. That's the one.
James, we appreciate you coming in, bringing some good brew for us. You can find Ballast Point literally all over the city. Your favorite bars, your favorite at Specs, your grocery stores. It's pretty much everywhere. And what's the website for people to check out where they can see everything?
Ballastpoint.com. But
there you go.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it. We are from San Diego, but we are enjoyed in Houston and the surrounding areas. So
yeah, have been for a while.
Check us out.
Cinnamon Raisin Commodore is my favorite that you guys do.
I brought one for you.
Oh, you're
there.
The man.
You go.
You're the man.
All right, guys, I got to tell you, am I telling them about Man Centers, John? Okay, good. In case Mike Trout needs to hear this, because apparently Mike Trout's allowed to use testosterone replacement, according to that caller. But Man Centers is a place you can get that done. You can do testosterone replacement there. If you've got any kind of male-related issue or you want to prevent having any kind of male-related issues in the future, Man Centers is your go-to spot. And the testosterone replacement, it's not about injections. They're focused on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. That's going to help you with sexual performance. If you're an athlete or an outdoorsman or like to hit the gym regularly, it's going to help you with stamina. It's going to help you with motivation at your job. It's going to help you with sleep. It does a lot of things for you. And, you know, a lot of guys don't realize that some of the problems they're having are caused by low T, and you can go in there and get it taken care of just like that. The medical professionals at Mann Centers have many effective ways to treat whatever your condition may be, if you even have one, but it's a good way to find out. Schedule your appointment today at manscenters.com. Mann Centers, better lives start here, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. It's summertime. You want to spend more time outdoors. But maybe you've got a grayed out patio or a faded pool deck, and it's making your outdoor time a little less enjoyable. No worries. The guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions have you covered with carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. They can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle. Save yourself that expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And
I'm so wasted, Fred.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I tried like, I had like 14 of them. No.
No, it's just a little thing there.
But it is nice to have some beer at work.
It is.
It's so good.
It doesn't suck.
No.
Yeah, but
a lot of you guys aren't allowed to drink beer at work, and yeah. I feel bad for you. Your job's probably crappier than ours. It's actually, you know, they encourage us to do it here sometimes.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Yeah, but they actually bring it to us and say, here, talk about
yeah.
this. That
not
doesn't
a,
suck.
Not a bad gig, man. Not a bad gig.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Your Astros, they're kind of blowing this lead.
What's the score now?
12-6.
Uh-oh.
And there's runners on.
Gregerson's not pitching, is he?
I didn't see who was pitching.
Okay.
But I'm sure he's next.
Because I'll be concerned if he pitches. But right now, I'm going to still go, they're okay.
All right.
They're okay.
They still have a 6-run lead. But you never know. All right. So draft tonight, any weird predictions? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm guessing. I think it all kind of – what happens kind of all depends on what the Lakers do it to.
Well, it seems like today all the reports are that Lonzo Ball is going to be the guy.
That would be my assumption. I think they're making a mistake, but I think a team like L.A. is looking for that star power, and they think he's going to be a star.
He was already trying to recruit LeBron to the – Lakers.
Well, yeah. Who wouldn't want to go play? Like, why wouldn't LeBron want to go play with the new best player in the league? That would make sense because everyone knows now Lonzo Ball is the best player in the league starting tonight.
Kind of guessing that LeBron wouldn't want to deal with that after all the stuff that went down between those two.
Well, the thing is, you're wrong because LeBron respects LeVar Ball because LeVar Ball's a better player than LeBron.
Oh, okay.
In his prime, I don't know if you know this, LeVar was better than Jordan.
Was he?
That's what he said.
Well, and you got to believe every word that comes out of his mouth, right?
And listen, and you know what kind of fire you get into if you say LeBron is even in the same breath as Jordan. So clearly, LeVar greater than LeBron.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In my prime, not greater than LeBron.
You weren't better than him?
No. No.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
You look so athletic.
Well, I got old. I got old. I used to be athletic and skilled, but I wasn't that athletic or that skilled.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the talent.
I know the feeling.
And, you know, if I could be 6'6 and have a hell of a lot more talent and just in general be a better athlete, yeah, I could be Michael Jordan.
I think that whoever ends up getting Josh Jackson, and I've seen him kind of falling down the board a little bit. If he ends up going 4 or 5, I think that's value.
I saw a lot of speculation that the Celtics are pretty high on him, even though they didn't bring him in for a workout.
Yeah, see, I saw that the Celtics like Jason Tatum, and because they didn't get Josh Jackson in for a workout, that's more the more likely scenario. You know, and then there's a couple guys. Jonathan Isaac is one, and Malik Monk is one that I think could be great and could be garbage.
Yeah, I like Malik Monk a lot.
Well, you like everybody who played in Kentucky.
Yeah, pretty much anybody that played in Kentucky.
I like Laurie Markkanen too, the big from Arizona. I think he's an interesting prospect, and I think, like, as far as value goes, and that's a guy who's probably going to be mid-round, that's a guy I kind of like. I think Justin Jackson, the North Carolina kid, I don't think he's a franchise changer, but I think he's a nice rotational piece. I think there's a lot of those guys in this. I've said all along, I think the top 6-7 guys in this draft, I like Fultz the best, but not like in a slam dunk like everyone seems to think it is.
You pretty much have said all along there's 6 guys that
throw in a bucket, shake them around, and draw one out, and I think you're going to be okay. But again, I've also talked about this day in the NBA, this day and age, it's flipping a coin. So those 6 guys that I'm talking about that I like, probably 3 of them are worth a damn. And yeah. I can't guarantee I know which 3. I feel like Josh Jackson is the most ready to go, like will be the best guy next year, given that he ends up in a decent system. I think Markelle Fultz has the best long-term upside, but I don't know. I'm no scientist.
No, but you watch these guys in college a lot, so you got a pretty good feel for them, I think.
Yeah, but it's a totally different game.
Yeah, it is. You know? So who's a guy that might go late first round that you could actually see, not a star, but a rotation player for somebody that you'd like to have on your team?
Well, besides Markkanen, who I mentioned earlier, if you're talking late first round.
Late first, early second, in that range.
How about Derek White from Colorado? Interests me. He's a nice shooting guard. I think if he ends up on the right, and that's the cool thing is if you're a prospect who's looking at the end of the first round, you're probably going to end up on a pretty decent team. He came from Division II, had a solid season at Colorado. And I think he's going to be sort of in that back 20s type. And if they're looking to get rid of Danny Green, that might be a good fit for San Antonio. And, you know, we talked to Josh Hart when we were at the Final Four. And he's versatile. He's tough. He's a winner. He's probably a second-round pick. And I think someone's going to get a pretty decent player with that kid. Is he going to be a star? Probably not. But I think that guy can play in the NBA, and I think someone will be happy to get him.
It's now 12-9.
Okay, now you can be worried a little.
Bottom of the 8th, 12-9, 2 outs. They just scored 2 more runs.
Well,
I don't know who's pitching now, but it's not Gregerson.
If the Astros lose this game, that would suck. They were up 10-0. You can't lose.
Yeah, 10-0 in the second inning.
Yeah,
so
that's embarrassing.
It's a shame.
That's shameful.
It's a shame upon God.
Yeah. Shame.
Shame.
All right, guys. Going to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. I don't know if you know this, but there's some carpet cleaning companies you can give money to, and they'll come and quote-unquote clean your carpet, and they leave them dirtier than they found them because they're leaving a bunch of soap. They're leaving excess water and all that behind. And all that stuff does is it attracts allergens. And that's going to make you sick. It's going to make your kids sick. It's going to make your pet sick. Who wants a sick dog? Nobody. Call dirt-free carpet cleaning. They're doing it without all that nonsense. They are chemical-free. They've got this patented super water that does the job better than any soaps can, and there's nothing left behind. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. They'll clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpet's going to be fresh and deep cleaned without soap, without unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you're here on ESPN 97.5, and you get a free carpet clean in one room with any purchase and a free speed dry. It's all for calling right now. It's hard to beat. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
This
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, are you paying too much for Viagra? Well, I'm telling you, you're paying too much for Viagra. That's an easy one to answer. If you're paying 50, 60 bucks a pill, there's a better option out there for you. And if you have a prescription, it's so easy to switch it over to my friends at Summerwood Pharmacy. All you have to do is go to myedrx.com right now and check out their video. They'll tell you everything you need to know that you can also just print out right off of their site, take it to your doctor, and switch it over to them. And here's what they're going to do. They're going to mail it to you. If you call them today with your prescription, you'll have it mailed to you tomorrow. Your home, your office, anywhere you want it sent, very discreet. It doesn't say what's on it on the package, so you can get it sent anywhere. If you don't want to get it sent home so your wife sees it, then get it sent to your office. You can get it anywhere. All you have to do is call 281-225-4300, any place in Texas, and they're based right here in Houston, and they're growing. They're a really cool place, and they use the same ingredient that's in Viagra. It's called sildenafil. So if you check it with your doctor, because if you're having some problems, or just call them. They'll give you some advice. They'll tell you what to do. They're really good people. There's no reason to be embarrassed. If it's something you need, just give them a call. Go to myedrx.com. Watch that video. You'll learn a lot. Or give them a call, 281-225-4300. Locally owned and Texas licensed. Free shipping. That's Summerwood Pharmacy, myedrx.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. You can listen to AJ. You can listen to Fred. You can listen to Frank. All those guys.
Frank's my favorite.
Let me be Frank. No, I'm Frank. Yeah. all right, I got to give you give something away real quick, and then we'll do the gym of the day. Two tickets to see the return of the Mexican national team to Houston. Mexico will face Ghana at NRG Stadium Wednesday, June 28th. Don't miss your chance to watch Mexico in this crucial match leading into this summer's Gold Cup. Tickets are still available. Log on to Ticketmaster.com and get yours today, starting at just $30. Mexico versus Ghana. AJ, we'll see you there.
Will I?
Yeah, I think you will.
Caller?
Oh, caller 20.
You know, the funny thing is that he called you Fred during the break, like before we even got on air.
And then went to Frank.
And then went to Frank.
And switched to Frank twice.
Frank is strong.
That's though, okay, man. Though. Frank's my alter ego.
I like that.
Yeah, if I'm like trying to pick up
Why
some woman.
Why are you still, so. Like, so the...
Well, I wasn't sure if you guys wanted any more, and there's only a little bit left, so I figured what the hell, pour it out.
I know, but why not just pour it into your mouth from the bottle?
Well, because there's only like that much left, and I've already gotten in the habit.
Fred's been pouring into the little, like the Jello shot glasses, drink by drink, when...
It keeps me from slamming it, you know?
All
there,
right.
I'm done. You happy now?
I'm good. It's just an odd choice.
Well, I'm an odd person. You know that.
You are an odd bird. You're an odd bird, sir.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I thought Barry messed with our Gem of the Day again when you started whistling.
This is, I think this... Mom might be my kind of girl.
Yeah?
Here's your headline. Mom drops her daughter off at Texas State orientation, then ditches her to go hang out with the football team.
Oh, boy.
She's not bad looking for a mom who's got an 18-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She's not five. You know, solid five. I would.
Okay.
But her daughter, Avery Leilani, was her first day of college. At 18 years old, and basically mom drops her off, then goes and starts partying with the football team, taking pictures all over the place.
When you say partying with, do you mean did her clothes stay on?
Well, the pictures her clothes are on, but
boring.
The players all have their shirts off.
Boring.
I'm sure that it, and she tweeted out, Avery tweeted out, my mom got more action than me. Avery's pretty cute, too, but she's only 18.
Only 18? Sir, that's legal in this great state.
Yeah, well, I'm. If you're not drinking age, you don't count. But okay. The Barstool's best line of this thing was Texas State football, 2-10 on the field, 1-0 on banging your mom.
There you go.
So, but that, I'm guessing she's kind of from my age range. Southwest Texas, when it was Southwest Texas, that was where we went every weekend to go meet chicks.
That's where I'm pretty sure that's why my dad, who, I think my dad playing college football was a little bit of a miracle.
Yeah.
Given that his high school team didn't win a single game the entire time he was in high school. Like, that's pretty hardcore, right?
To yeah.
go 4 years of high school and not win a single game.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I think he went to Southwest Texas for the chicks. I don't think he really cared that much about playing football, but he did like the ladies.
Well, that was the place when we were growing up. We would.
I think that's still kind of the place.
It may be. I don't know. I'm too old for all this now. But yeah, we'd go to UH and then on the weekends drive up to San Marcos, meet girls. And I had friends that went there, which was great because they introduced us to all the girls. It was a good time. But that was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Joe says that sounds like the start of a porno. And then D says these days 18-year-olds moms are 32. Maybe so. She looks probably late 30s, maybe 40. Hey, it looks pretty good. I'm sure the players probably learned a thing or two from her.
Probably doing all right. Yeah. Life lessons and all.
Exactly. And when you were a 20-year-old kid, if there was a hot 38-year-old mom that wanted to teach you a lesson or two, you would go for it.
When I was 20, I was serving our great nation.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have passed up anything.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have passed up anything at 20 either.
No.
And I wasn't serving anything except myself at that point. But
no, you were servicing yourself.
Well, that too. I still do that. Come on. That's just natural. 214 says, that's what Texas State is known for, dumb hot chicks.
Yeah. They're sort of like the they're small-scale Texas Tech.
I don't know. I met some pretty smart ones there when I was not. I'm sure there's some smart ones at Tech, too, though. I haven't met them
yet. Of course there are.
I haven't met them yet, but I'm sure they are.
Stop it.
Hey, that's your thing, man. You're the one that's always dogging on Tech.
I'm not dogging on them.
They're hot. You're giving them credit.
Facts.
Yeah, you give them credit. They're hot. But, hey, NBA draft coverage starts at 6 p.m.
That's 5 minutes from now.
5 minutes. Well, 4 minutes and 52 seconds. But
that
yeah.
means we're done, Jung?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about our performance today, given that we yep. had a limited time to work with?
Just like the Astros, put up 10 runs in the first two innings.
Okay, we were strong early.
Yeah, but, and then we turned the radio off.
Yeah.
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 Well, so we sucked the whole second half of the game?
No. The second half of this is in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, listen, if the ratings tank in the third hour, that's on the NBA, not us, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. On the bullpen. Hmm. Us David Paulinos here did a pretty good job.
He says Texas State is bigger than Tech, just FYI. It wouldn't surprise me if that's the
case. It might be by now, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there. What do Houston people think of Lamar? Honestly, I've never been on the Lamar campus. So
I don't really think about Lamar.
Yeah, I've never been on the campus, so I don't.
I don't know what I don't know what's going on out there.
Yeah,
is the game over?
No.
Why are they already naming a player of the game?
Player of the game. I think it is over.
No, they still got a ninth inning to get out of. It's the bottom of the ninth coming up, I'm pretty sure. Giving it to Reddick. Does that mean you're going to sit in there and woo again?
Woo, no.
Woo is me. Ashton says a lot of high school coaches who are former players say that Texas State had that over Texas A&M because it wasn't co-ed. I'm just saying, if I had not gone to UH, I would have gone there just for the girls, but it was always better to go on the weekends because then you didn't have to keep them.
Davinsky in the game.
The big D.
All right. How big?
The big salty D.
I just want to know how big.
And how long does he pitch for? If he gives up a run, what happens? They go to the...
He'd probably go to Giles.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap it up.
We're saying this game's not over.
NBA draft coming up next. We will be back in action tomorrow out at NRG. Great job by John Lee. Great job by AJ Hoffman. I survived. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.